should be done for the man that the king delights to honor.
Wow, I thought. Who is there that the king would rather honor than me?
Amen.
I came up with a great plan. Not only will I be able to get rid of Mordecai, but I will be honored by all of Susa. So I answered the king.
For the man that the king delights to honor, have them bring a royal robe the king has worn, and a horse that the king has ridden, with a royal crest placed on his head. Then let the robe and the horse be entrusted to one of the king's most noble princes, and let them ride through the streets proclaiming before him, "This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor." The king was delighted.
That's great, Haman.
Get the robe and the horse and do just as you have suggested for Mordecai the Jew. Who sits at the king's gate. Do not neglect anything you have recommended.
I was dumbfounded. How could this be? How could this be?
But what could I do? It was the king's command. So all that day I walked through the dirty, dusty streets of Susa, shouting at the top of my lungs, "This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor!" Leading Mordecai on the king's horse, wearing the king's robe. How humiliating! I rushed home completely beside myself with anger and shame. How dare he do this to me? I was convinced Mordecai had conspired to reveal the story of his saving the king's wife as a last-ditch effort to save himself. You didn't have anything to do with this, did you? It wouldn't work. I would show him. I would show Mordecai. I told my friends and my wife, and I couldn't believe my ears. They told me that this was just the beginning of my problems, and that ruin was sure.
Me? Amen?
How dare they? How could they? While we were having this conversation, the eunuchs came from the palace to tell me that it was time for dinner. The dinner that Esther had prepared. Well, I said to myself, Haman, at least... I said to myself, self, at least you still have the favor of the king and his queen. I went to the dinner and relaxed. The king was in a jovial mood and was deeply enjoying his meal and his queen. She smiled at me and asked how my day was and indicated that I must be tired and thirsty, and offered me a cup of wine. We sat watching the sunset over Susa, and I knew everything would be all right. Then the king asked her what her request was.
Even up to half my kingdom, it would be granted, he said. What? Was he crazy?
Woman, how they can turn the heart and eyes of a man.
If anyone deserved half the kingdom, it should be me. Amen. My worthy thoughts were interrupted by what she was saying.
And spare my people. This is my request.
For I and my people have been sold for destruction and slaughter and annihilation. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king. Then the king, what was this who she was talking about? The king was furious. Who is he? Where is the man who has dared to do such a thing? Then the bottom dropped out as she said these words. The adversary and enemy is this vile Haman. How could this be? Esther, a Jew? Why didn't I know this? No, it couldn't be. The king left the table, tossing his cup of wine to the ground. There was my fate obvious on his face. What could I do? I flung myself at Esther's feet, begging for mercy. The king came back and thought I was attacking Esther. And that was the final straw. How could things have gone so wrong? Then I realized that I'd been fighting a losing battle. I had set myself up against a god and tried as a god. I had set myself up as a god and tried to fight against the God of the Hebrews, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I realized too late that I was a fool, that I was selfish and arrogant. And so now, way too late, I bow my knee and acknowledge that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he alone is God, and there is no other.